9:16 on a Thursday morning. It's Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Baker Brothers Plumbing and Air and Moon Azul Tequila.
Okay, you ready for creepy story time? Gather round, gather round.
You're making this the creepiest October ever.
No, you really. Still have 2 weeks.
What were we talking
Halloween.
About? I don't know. What were we talking about? Sorry. Yeah, what are you going to dress up as? Have you guys picked out your costume?
Mm. No.
You guys still dress up for Halloween?
I have recently. Yes.
Why are you being so vague?
Last year?
I've been coerced into going to costume parties the last 2 years.
Like an Eyes Wide Shut kind of deal?
Kind of. Last year I was Jerry Seinfeld. The year before I was Napoleon Dynamite.
Really?
Last year you were Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Did you get like a puffy shirt or how did you look like Seinfeld?
Yeah, puffy shirt.
Uh-huh.
And a Seinfeld wig since my hair is now gray.
Uh-huh. That sounds pretty good.
You should
all
get
right.
a dress shirt and get all sweaty and go as Beto this year.
Yeah, because you do look kind of like Beto O'Rourke.
Yeah.
And Giorgio, you have not dressed up in how long? How long did you say
it's
been?
A really good one. I cannot remember the last time I dressed up, went to a costume party.
What do you think it was?
I guess college.
What do you think the costume was?
College, really?
Yeah, it's been that long?
I think so.
God, we've done it in adulthood. Junior and I used to go out.
Yeah, I know.
Double dating in costumes. Remember that?
Yeah, you were Groucho Marx and I was the devil.
Right.
I wore your devil suit.
And my date was a flapper and your date was Jackie Kennedy.
Yeah.
Wearing the pillbox hat and the pink dress.
Which you love.
Boy, I bet you
love that.
Yeah,
if I would have known that, I would have put on my JFK outfit. Complete with the prosthetic head thing.
Oh my God.
I don't want to get into what it was, but it was just a realistic looking thing that I had that I still wear from time to time. Anyway,
weird.
When I was in high school, I used to go at really high concept characters. Like everyone would be really elaborate and put on costumes because we trick or treated and we were the annoying high school. Well, it may have been junior high, actually. But the junior high kids that are trick-or-treating, which aren't you always annoyed when you open the door?
Yes.
And they're a little too old.
Into high school sometimes.
They're getting free candy and you have a problem with it. Why do you have such a problem with it? I mean, really.
I do.
You're not really out a whole lot of money because they're trick-or-treating. So why do you have to have such an opinion on it?
What if a lot of them did it, though, and then the little 8-year-old comes by and you're out of candy?
Okay, but a lot of them don't do it. And you know that. I'm saying that we are inordinately pissed off about it. When it's just a couple pieces of candy. Here's 2 Starbursts.
Anybody,
but you act like they're draining your lifeblood.
Anybody that has money and a driver's license where they can drive and buy candy doesn't need to be trick-or-treating.
Well, yeah, maybe they like to
That's
some
why we
innocent
have a
fun, Craig. Maybe they like to still enjoy a few childhood pleasures.
No time for innocent fun anymore.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay.
This is real life.
You know, you're about to start taking it in the shorts. Get used to it.
But I would have friends who would dress up and really put their costume together over weeks and think it out and everything. And they always hated me because they'd show up at my place, ready to go out. And they're like, where's your costume? Well, I'm wearing it. Well, what are you? I'm the guy who's thinking of something that you can't name. It'd be real high concept like that. One year, I was the guy who's actually 2 inches to the right of where he appears to be.
That's pretty high concept,
and they
all
just,
right.
They hated me because they couldn't argue me out of it. And they would talk to me, and I go, now, wait a second. You're talking to me as Gordon and not talking to me as the guy who's actually 2 inches to the left of where he should be. Anyway, so get your costumes together and visit haunted houses with me.
Don't use that voice.
Now, I told you I will go to a real haunted house, not a fake one.
Okay.
I'll do that with you.
If a P1 has a real haunted location, and I think we're inviting death here, Junior. Some P1's going to say, yeah, I got a haunted house.
Yeah.
Come on out here. Bring your bullion. Here's a scary story from the world of space
is inherently scary.
NASA astronaut Nick Hague and Russian cosmonaut Alexei Ochenin.
I heard about this.
Their rocket malfunctioned on the way to the International Space Station.
Rocket is a childish term.
Well, I think International Space Station is pretty childish, too. Space Station. And by the way, this is an aside. Can't we make it uniform and merge astronaut and cosmonaut? Just pick one of those and go with it. They sound way too close to each other. And
I hate to say this, but cosmonaut sounds cooler.
It is. It's so much cooler. It's cooler. Oh, my God. Cooler. Oh, my God. I side with Russians. The Twitter campaign worked. I think cosmonaut is cooler. So their rocket blows up, and they plunged back to Earth. Plunged back to Earth, doing 7 Gs.
Whoa.
You seen the footage of it?
No.
They have footage from inside the capsule and the thing plunging back to Earth as their faces are plastered. They're not plastered back, I don't think, but... Is they're screaming towards Earth as the test chimp in the back seat is also screaming. But they survived. But it was scary. That's scary story number one.
I would have been scared.
And to make it even more creepy, they took a phone call while they were plunging back to Earth, and the call originated from inside the space capsule.
It says here, yep. The call from inside the capsule.
You heard it here first. All right. Then you get this story of a guy in New York City. His name, Nick DeMeyer. Nicholas DeMeyer. Oh. And he apparently stole from his boss. His boss was a wealthy financier, David Solomon, who has since become the CEO of, I think it's Goldman Sachs. And Nick DeMeyer was a handsome, dashing man who was in the employ of said CEO. And his job was to manage the guy's wine collection. The CEO had $1.2 million worth of rare wines. Well, Nicholas DeMeyer stole some of those bottles and sold them secretly to fund his jet-setting lifestyle.
Sounds like a bad idea.
He used some of this ill-gotten booty for a 14-month globe-trotting adventure, including stops in Rome and Casablanca, before he was finally caught at JFK Airport. And he stole some wine that was so rare, stole 7 bottles of this rare French wine that's considered among the best, most expensive, rarest wines in the world, which had been previously purchased for $133,000.
That's so ridiculous.
I don't know whether that's per bottle or for the 7 bottles, but there's no way wine can be that good.
No way.
But the bottles were so rare that it tipped off this Napa Valley art dealer who was easily able to trace them back to Solomon, this guy's boss. So anyway, Nicholas DeMeyer, busted, gets put on trial and was scheduled to make a plea deal before a Manhattan federal judge for stealing this wine. Well, he didn't show up to his plea deal hearing, so they had to go looking for him. They go to his hotel room, and they discovered him sitting on the windowsill of his high-rise hotel room, window open. He was naked. The staff opens the door, looks at him. He turns his head back at them, smiles, and jumps.
Oh, man.
Why did he have to get naked?
With a confident grin. He was naked, turned, smiled, and jumped.
Why are you smiling when you're telling the story?
Because he then gained the power of 10 men when he entered the ghost world.
What floor were they on?
You know, it was high up. I think it was the 17th floor of this building. But he landed so hard, that the upper half of his body was, I think, on the 12th floor, and the lower half of his body was on, like, the 5th floor. He split in two, and each part of him got the strength of 5 men.
Okay.
What do you mean his body split and bounced back up to the 7th and 12th floors?
No.
He hit something on the way down.
He hit something on the way down, and one part kept falling. What kind of idiot are you that you worked it out to where one, he hits on a floor, one of them goes down, and then the other one bounces way up?
You didn't explain that. You just said
he landed on 2 different floors.
You said he hit so hard that he landed on 2 different floors.
He hit something so hard.
Yeah, that he landed on 2 different floors. You made it sound like he hit something down below so hard that his body split and bounced back up to 2 different floors.
No, I did not make it sound that way. George, did you get that at all from this?
How you portrayed it.
It was a little weird how you said it. It was a little ambiguous.
It was genius the way I said it. And the call came from inside his own hotel room.
Okay.
That's spooky story number 2. Spooky story number 3, if indeed there is one.
If indeed we can handle it.
That's right. If you have the guts to listen to this. A couple in Mexico was just pushing a stroller, as couples in Mexico are wont to do. Nothing suspicious about that as they headed towards the vacant lot where no known structure was standing. The cops stop the couple and they look in the baby stroller, hoping to find a missing 2-month-old. It had gone missing in the area recently. Oh no, it was not a baby in that stroller.
Cocaine.
Instead, we've got to stop the show now for your cocaine?
No.
Oh, I thought you were...
There was cocaine in the stroller.
Telling Fernando you're ready for your 10 o'clock dose of cocaine.
Yeah, I forgot to push the intercom button, sorry.
Yeah, you just forgot that you need to press the talk back button next time.
That's how he asked for it, just one word.
Yeah.
Cocaine.
Fernando, cocaine.
So casually ordering it. Back to our story. Mysteriously back to our story. This couple... Inside the baby stroller. It was just a hefty bag.
The couple was inside the baby stroller?
The couple, comma.
Pushing the baby stroller.
We're back to the couple, comma. Inside the baby stroller, comma. Which they were pushing earlier in this story, comma.
Comma.
That I said, period. They found a hefty bag. Inside the hefty bag, cops found body parts.
Oh.
They go to the couple's apartment, strewn with body parts, presumably from the 20 women who had gone missing recently. The couple was a killing factory.
Wow. Oh.
Allegedly. And the guy confessed to 20 murders and described details of 10 of them. They say he showed signs of a personality disorder and was made to dress like a woman by his mother. That's sparked his hatred of all women, they say.
Some psycho overtones there.
Yes. But not all of us who were forced to dress as women by our mothers turn out to be killers. I mean, that's on him, don't you think?
Yeah, it doesn't have to lead down that path.
I mean, it could lead to a life of absolute joy and AM radio broadcasting. I don't know personally, but anyway, the couple would make contact with these women saying that they had cell phones to sell or some sort of merchandise that the woman had to come to their apartment to view. And the wife would call them. And so the women felt assured because there was another female. This is not just some creepy guy. She's also talking about this item that they have for sale. And so they were lured into the false sense of security because the wife would talk with them.
And then they would chop them up.
And then when the women would get there, the couple would start their sexual rampage. I don't know if sexuality was involved in it, but I'm saying that in the sentence because it dresses it up a little bit.
They killed 20 people?
20 people.
Golly.
And one of the victim's children was the missing 2-month-old baby.
God.
But the baby was not among the body parts. They discovered that the couple had sold the 2-month-old girl and she was recovered.
Hmm.
Alive and healthy.
Who would buy the girl? Who would buy the baby?
Oh, I think there's a lot of people.
A lot of desperate couples.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. You see those stories about...
So sorry.
You see those stories about women cutting fetuses out of another woman because they get that
insane
derangement and want a baby so bad?
Yeah, they're insane. But how sorry is that to buy a baby that you know is somebody else's that's been taken from their family? How can
you wouldn't buy a baby that you know is your own.
How can you, with a clear mind, raise that child? Do you trick your mind into thinking that you're going to give it a better life?
Yes.
Even though it may have had a great life?
Yes. That's exactly what you do.
That's so warped.
I know. There was a case recently about, and this is bonus content. This is not story number four. It's just the number four numerically in this segment. But there was a case of the woman who had been faking a pregnancy, had convinced her husband and everything, and had been wearing a false belly. And then, of course, it gets to panic time at 9 months. She's got to do something because she's carried this lie for so long. And she went and butchered another woman and took her baby and tried to pass it off as her own. That just happened this past month.
That's spooky.
Yeah. And it's all
scary
because of October.
Why is this area of the news your specialty?
My what?
Specialty. Quit wiping the corners of your mouth.
These movies are affecting you.
What? The movies aren't affecting me.
Yes, they are.
The movies are making me become myself.
By the way, if you're just tuning in, the movie that Gordo begged me to watch and that I did watch yesterday and that we reviewed earlier today, Funny Games. If you want the most disturbing 1 hour and 45 minute ride of your life, and that's the warning, watch Funny Games, the 2007 version.
You found it disturbing?
No, thank
yes.
you.
To me, it was just
no,
a movie about
you.
Borrowing eggs.
Stop being like those guys.
Just borrowing eggs. And why you should always be kind to someone when they ask you.
All right, that's the corner, you weirdo.
Oh, you entered the corner, but you're not going to leave.
9:33, coming up next.